collaborators are Professor Aruna Goswami, Shivarani Tirupati, Susmita, and Arun Surya. The background is a 2-meter Himalayan Chandra telescope in India, and we have made our observation mainly using this telescope. Let me start my talk with an introduction to metal poor stars. What are metal poor stars? Metal poor stars are stars whose metal content is less compared to Sun, and it is indicated by a term called metallicity and defined by this equation. And this metal poor stars are population 2 objects formed from the ejecta of more massive population 3 stars. Hence, they preserve the characteristics of the early galaxy, or they can be considered as the fossil record of the early universe. Because of this importance, there were many studies to find out the metal poor stars in the halo of our galaxy. HK survey by Bierce and collaborators and HEA survey by Chrislab and collaborators are two important ones among them. The main results came out from the surveys are, this carbon-enhanced metal poor stars are enriched with, this metal poor stars are enriched with carbon and heavy neutron capture elements. Depends upon the origin of this enhancement, these CMP stars are classified into intrinsic, in which the carbon and elements are produced inside the star and is transferred to the surface by some deep mixing process. And other categories, extrinsic stars, in which the carbon and heavy elements are produced somewhere outside the source and is transferred to the carbon stars by some mass transfer mechanism. Based on the spectral characteristics, the CMP stars are classified into CMPCH, CR, CN, and CJ. The CH stars are high radial velocity objects with strong G band, and they are found with enhancement of heavy neutron capture elements. And most of them are found in binary system. The CR stars are the warmest carbon stars with strong G band and solar abundance for heavy neutron capture elements. There's another category, CN stars. They are the coolest carbon stars, but most of them are identified as intrinsic carbon star or AGBs. CJ stars are the least studied carbon stars. They have strong Murray-Sanford band around 4,900 angstrom. They are characterized by low isotopic ratios, and there is no indication of binarity till date. Since CH stars are identified to be with a strong enhancement of heavy neutron capture elements, our first aim was to analyze or classify the CMP stars to different groups, or mainly to identify CH stars. We have analyzed a total of 111 metal poor stars using the spectra obtained from 2-meter Himalayan Chandra telescope with a resolution 1,330 and wavelength band 3,800 to 6,800 angstrom. And we could identify 38 potential CH star candidate along with 13 CN stars and 9 CR stars. The next work was to find the detailed chemical analysis of these objects. For that, we have used the spectra from different sources. We have used Elodi archive and Subaru spectra, also from few spectra from Ferros also. And we have analyzed a total of 30 objects using the softwares IRAF, MOOG, IDL, and the Kourou's model atmospheres. And we have considered local thermodynamic equilibrium throughout the analysis. And we could see that the T effective of these objects are ranging from 4,000 to 6,640 Kelvin. Log G varies from 0.5 to 4.65. Metallicity minus 2.63 to 0.09. And we could derive the abundance for 22 elements, including carbon and other elements. The enhancement of carbon and heavy elements are clear from our analysis. Next, we have to find the origin of this enhancement. As we know, elements higher than iron are mainly produced by neutron capture nucleosynthesis processes. One is slow neutron capture process, S process, and rapid neutron capture process, R process. This slow neutron capture process, as the name suggests, they are slow compared to beta decay, and they require temperature of the order of 10 raised to 8 Kelvin, and neutron density of the order of 10 raised to 11 neutron per centimeter cube. On the other hand, the rapid neutron capture process, it is a fast process and requires neutron density of the order of 10 raised to 23 neutrons per centimeter cube and temperature of the order of 10 raised to 11 Kelvin. And this, they require to extract different astrophysical site for their occurrence. The preferred site for the S process is identified as low intershell region of low to intermediate mass AGB stars. And the neutron source for this reaction is produced by these two reactions, depends upon the mass of the AGB. And on the other hand, due to the extreme condition required for the R process, it will occur only during supernova explosions. Based on these abundance values, following the classification of Beers and Crislab 2005, we have classified our object into CMP S stars, with which S process enhancement is more, and CMP R bar S stars, with which contains the enhancement from both R and S process element, like barium and europium. And we could get 12 objects falling in the range CMP S group, and two objects are in the group CMP R bar S. And we could not see any object in CMP R process group, and there is no stars without any enhancement of neutron capture elements. So observational results indicate that these stars are of more of S process reach. So in order to confirm that, we have conducted a parametric model-based study taking the parametric function ASNIS plus ARNIR 10 raised to Fe by H, where NIS and NIR are the abundance by S process and NIR is abundance by R process. And this AS and AR are the contribution from S process and R process respectively. And we have taken the solar system S process and R process abundance from Arulanthini et al. 1999 and scaled to our metallicity and normalized to the barium abundance, and we have looked for minimum chi-square. And these parametric values also indicate they have higher contribution from the S process. So the S process nature of our objects are confirmed. This is a parametric model fit. The observed points are well matching within the fit. But now the S process is fixed. Now we have to search for whether they are intrinsic or extrinsic AGB stars. We have roughly calculated the mass from evolutionary track and luminosity. We could see that they are not falling in the AGB range. So the only possibility is the binarity, in which the carbon star is the secondary, where the primary is an AGB star, which underwent nucleosynthesis in its lifetime and transferred mass to this AGB carbon stars, and now evolved to a white dwarf. That's why now it's not visible. It's observed as a single star. And for our this program stars, seven objects are confirmed binaries with a period ranging from 477 days to 3871 days. And other seven objects are known to show radial velocity variation, but they are not yet confirmed as binaries. So we have compared the abundance of these objects to detect, is there any correlation between the binaries and non-binaries. We have seen that binaries, or the objects which shows radial velocity variations, are enhanced more with the heavy elements compared to other objects for which no information on binary. So since this are we have the periods with us and other orbital parameters, we have tried to understand the AGB companion of these binaries. We know that this abundance we have observed in these carbon stars depends upon many parameters like orbital separation, mass accretion efficiency, internal mixing, and mass ratio of the binary members. But the possibility of internal mixing can be ruled out because all our program stars are found in the first ascent of the giant branch. The orbital separation with the possible correlation or non-correlation of LMNL enhancement will help us to understand the possible mass transfer mechanism. So for few objects, we have the periods. So we have compared the abundance for versus the period. There is not enough points to see a clear correlation, but we have seen that there is an increase from shorter period to longer period, then there is a decrease. This is suggested by many population, binary population synthesis models. And now we have tried to find out the possible, that initial condition for the mass transfer mechanism in our CHN barium stars. Depends upon the orbital separation, there are mainly three mass transfer mechanisms, Roche-Loeb overflow, Wien mass transfer, and the recently proposed Wien-Roche-Loeb overflow. In the case of our objects, since they are closed binaries, the possibility of Roche-Loeb overflow can be ruled out. It may lead to common envelope evolution. But in the case of Wien mass transfer, the proposed periods are falling with the condition of Wien mass transfer. We assume that our Wien mass transfer is possible in our objects. But for other objects, the period is not known. We don't know the value of the period. If the value is above 10 raised to 4 kilometer per second, 10 raised to 4 days, then the wind velocity will roughly come between the range 10 kilometer per second. But the wind outflow is found with 5 to 30 kilometer per second. In that case, the possibility is the wind Roche-Loeb overflow. So in order to find the the presence of circumstellar dust, dust from the polarization value of our object, we have done a polarimetric study for a few objects, and we could not see any significant polarization in these objects. This is my summary. For the radial velocity monitoring of the other objects are needed for the confirmation whether they are intrinsic or extrinsic. We have proposed an extended sample analysis of CH, CMP, and barium stars with high-resolution optical spectra. Also, we have submitted a proposal to UVIT in the recently launched AstroSat to find out the traces of companion in our objects. And preliminary results, purely based on the observational analysis, indicate the wind mass transfer is the possible reason for the enhancement. But a detailed theoretical model-based study is required for the confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? We have plenty of time. Take your opportunity. Ask everything you wanted to know. Yes.
Yeah.
That they are AGB stars?
No, they are not AGB stars because they are showing low isotopic ratios, below 5.
And what?
But I didn't tell that they are not. Till now, there is no evidence of binarity.
Okay.
But they are the least studied objects. But they also be in the binary system.
Is there some model for producing these carbon stars?
Sorry?
Is there some model, scenario for producing these carbon stars?
Yes, she may be the best person to explain that. They have in a lot of papers on these models to produce the binary evolution and.
Okay, so I will ask.
Other questions?
When you said that you're. The star doesn't fit evolutionary tracks and basically is not an AGB star. Mm. What is the uncertainty you have in the distance? Because the distance is not very well known, right?
The abundance uncertainty you are telling?
No, the distance to the object.
Distance.
Yeah,
distance
because then you needed to.
Yeah, distance are taken from Van Leeuwen 2007 catalog. for the parallax values are taken, there will be some uncertainty. That's why I told the rough estimates indicate that they are not in the AGB.
Okay, I have a question too. So do you have any, when you do the line fitting of the spectra, do you have any problems with the variability of the lines? Or?
No, they are not spectroscopic binaries. So I didn't find any problem with the fitting till now.
And you observe them once?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And ask the next speaker to come up. Let's thank Tracy again.